Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our program is a gentleman that always sits right across from me, at least 6 to 9 feet away here during this coronavirus scare. We're talking about the one and only acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, the man who was a member of the New York Giants, the New England Patriots for a brief moment, and, of course, the Los Angeles Rams. And he's sporting, maybe he's not sporting the new Ram logo. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Not only am I not supporting the new logo
of the Rams.
And they had to release this idiocy.
Yes.
At a time when we don't need more things to complain about. I'm complaining on an everyday basis about the little things in life that have been interrupted.
Yeah.
And now you have to deal with this corporate blunder that they've made here with this reinventing of the Ram logo.
You don't like the logo.
It's amazing to me.
You're a little perturbed.
I do not like it.
I'm getting that feeling.
And it reflects groupthink, and that group is a bunch of dullards.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it a little bit. We'll show it to you. We're on the video here as well as audio.
Let me show it to you right now.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Let's look at that, huh? I'll give you an even better shot of it right now. How about
You give him one.
How about that, huh? Hey, how about that? Yeah. That's the new logo over there.
Yeah,
somebody said it's not too good. They're saying we've got some people talking about it, too. We'll get to our emails here on the show.
Bad.
Don't forget you can email us during the show, after the show, before the show. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com will do it for you. And we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL draft. We're going to talk about, by the way, what was the score last night's Dodger game?
6-0, I think it was. Yeah, they had a flashback on Spectrum TV that was the Giant game with Kershaw.
Yeah.
Shutting him out 7-0.
Yeah, and he pitched a one-hit shutout complete game.
I think he's on his way back.
I think it's looking really good. All right, so a reminder, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and then email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll read the emails here on the air.
Yeah.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. But there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Love at first sight? Nah, I thought that was just movie stuff. Until last Saturday. Because last Saturday, it happened to me. Aaron's delivered my brand new Samsung refrigerator. Yeah. With built-in ice maker, affordable payments, no credit hassles. And now I know what love looks like.
What's it look like?
And sounds like, too. Oh, listen to that.
Rent to own that's easy, beautiful, and affordable. Aaron's for your happy place.
At Chili's, we know things are a little uncertain these days. We'd like to help out by waiving our delivery fees.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free.
So you get all your Chili's favorites in your home.
Or right to your car, baby, car, baby, car.
There's curbside delivery, too. Just order on Chili's.com.
It's super easy, two birds with one Chili's.
With Chili's right to your door and no delivery fees.
We've got your back, baby, back, baby, back.
At Chili's.com.
Delivery's free, baby, free, baby, free.
Mm-hmm.
Together with Chili's, oh yeah, baby, yeah.
Where available, free delivery through Chili's.com, not via third-party delivery platform. Additional restrictions may apply.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14/17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Back here to the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, who's perturbed today because this L.A. Rams, their marketing department, has come up with their long-awaited, you know, they're going to move into a new stadium this year if they ever get football going again with the...
With AstroTurf, by the way.
They are going to have AstroTurf?
Oh, sure.
Anyway, they're going to have AstroTurf, and they're going to have the jersey redesign, and it was... The complete thing is going to be unveiled, but they've got their new logos and their team colors. Now, they still have the Rams Royal. It's a shade of blue, and they've got Saul, which is a shade of yellow. And it's going to be at SoFi Stadium. What does SoFi stand for, Fred Dreyer?
I think that's...
Say it. Go ahead.
You think I should say it?
Go ahead. SoFi Tucker Stadium.
It's either SoFi Tucky, SoFi Tucky.
Anyway,
they got a brand new stadium with a brand new AstroTurf and a brand new uniform with a brand new logo.
Yeah.
And fans sitting there with their mouths hanging open.
They're going crazy. You're getting emails here. Joe says, well, hell, he says, the colors are great on the new logo, but it looks like a goat. The horns do not go all the way around to be a ram, which is kind of what you're talking about. It's more of a goat
You see the picture there? You see how the front of the logo is where the horns start in the front of the hat?
Yes.
That has to be a wide base, and it has to overlap into a V, and as it goes up, it separates into the horns. They don't have that here because for some reason, you know, they decided they want the horns to be separate and apart. I don't understand.
Yeah, you got a head there with the horns coming off. They're separate and they're apart. And it's just not going to look good on the helmet. We'll see what they're doing here. But, they're, you know, Joe says, he said, come on, it's not an L.A. dominating logo. It's a Sesame Street Saturday morning cartoon.
Well, there you go. Is that
what you think?
It opens up to so much criticism when you see this. This thing with the L.A., the horns with the L.A. on it on the left right there.
Yeah.
That's a... This is really stupid. You mean they came back from St. Louis 3-4 years ago, whatever it was, and they built a stadium and they played games here in the Coliseum They've entertained the alumni, and they're now saying, we're back. This is the L.A. Rams of old. And they come up with this? This is what they come up with after all that time?
This is apparently that's what they come up with after all that time. So, and Robert says, Robert Goulet, by the way, you don't suppose. Anyway, Robert says, the L.A. Rams marketing team is going after a younger demographic, as if the younger demographic is the one spending the money, with a bunch of question marks there, right?
I don't know if this is aimed at a demographic or not. They, you know, there's groups of people that get together and they say, let's hire someone to think for us.
Yep.
And go into a room and let us think on this, Mr. Kroenke, and we'll go back, we'll bring you something, instead of Mr. Kroenke saying, no, this is what I want. I want that, that, and that. I want to come back and do this, this, and this. And this is a failed committee response to somebody who doesn't know what they want.
The Rams unveiling that new logo this week. And if you've been on Twitter, we're getting social media here at Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. But the Rams executive, Kevin Demoff, says he's at least trying to funnel the hate, he says, in a positive direction. He told the guy at USA Today that if the telethon fundraiser that the Rams held Tuesday topped $2 million in donations to benefit a local coronavirus relief fund, which is a good thing. And he read the most hateful of the tweets, and he said, if some self-depreciating humor and people taking shots at me can raise money for someone who needs a meal, that's the best thing I can do with my time, according to Kevin Demoff. And he said he should have plenty to choose from, because apparently the fans are not filled with this new look. And he said, Demoff said the response has been positive in terms of the blue and yellow color, but he said, change things, he says, people on the internet are going to squawk, he says, including his own family. He says, my kids are more excited about it than anything else. It's, so maybe it's a cartoon thing. Maybe the kids are going liking this kind of thing, and but the fan base is apparently not.
Well, you know, you can appeal to a younger audience and a younger demographic if you wish. They don't spend money, and you want people of all stratas of the financial culture. You know, you want people in who have never been to a Ram game. You want them to come. You want to introduce them to a come, and you want them to look at a uniform that is made by committee.
Yeah.
This is a committee blunder, and you've got to stop it. You got to get someone. You know, they invited some of the alumni over to the facilities.
Did?
Yeah. This is about over a year ago.
And
I took that Ram helmet I'm talking to you about.
And you took it over there.
I took it over to them, I pulled it out and set it on the table. And they all went, wow, oh, that's great. Oh, that's good. They took pictures of it. And the guy says, I'm going to take some photographs of this. And this could really help us. This is really good. Thanks, Fred. Okay. So I put it back in the sack and took it home. And I realized on my way home, it's all a stroke. You know, they're not going to consider anything, because
wow,
it doesn't come from them. If it was terrible, it would be all right as long as it came from them.
So we got another email here from Rams Brothers. That's the name here. Trying to understand why these logo focus groups wouldn't include hashtag Rams legends like Fred Dreyer. They're the pillars of this franchise and built the legacy. Big miss. So they did have you over, but they didn't listen to you.
Well, I brought them a visual aid. No one else did.
Yeah, you
had
visual aids.
I brought them. I said, look, you know, certainly this is, you know, the year 2000. When was it? 2017, I think.
Is that when they did it?
17 or 18.
18, yeah.
Anyway, I set the helmet down on the table and they took photographs of it and they looked at it. I passed it around and I said, you see what makes this different than the helmet that you have now? The Rams had the horns that were even more separated,
right,
than when I played. You know, just I've got shots of me. I think on this on our Sports Lounge screen here, I've got that where they split them up.
Yes.
And nobody really liked it, but nobody complained about it. And that's one of the things, you know. I talked to Carol Rosenblum years ago when he took over the team. I said, you know, if you're going to come here in 72, which he bought the team in 72, and his goal was to change the uniform colors the following year. At the same time, he was changing coaches. So Tommy Prothro in the white uniforms left, and Chuck Knox in the blue and gold came in. And it created a whole new, kind of like a recycling of energy and excitement at the Coliseum. But I said, you got to put the helmets back the way they used to be. And he looked at me and said, what? What are you talking about? You know, some people don't see the obvious. And
that's true.
And that includes owners.
That is true. Take a look at Jim Crane on the Houston Astros. Hey, what are those guys beating on a trash can with that video monitor? Yeah,
what's that noise back there?
What are you guys doing there?
By golly.
I'll get you more trash cans.
I think we're cheating, Coach. Oh, wow. Oh, well, count me in.
We'll take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thank you for joining us. We're here every week at this time, Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com. And check us out. We're on Roku, Facebook Live. A lot of people viewing us. Want to say hi to some of the great people out there. Pamela is out there. She says, the logo, by the way, for the Rams, she says is boring. Zach is tuned in. Bruce is there. Beverly. Tuned in. Valerie has said hello to you, Val. Valerie says hi to us, and she says she has not been back with watching the show. She hasn't watched the show in 3 years, so this is a big return for Valerie.
Watch what show?
Yes, this program.
This one here?
Yeah, right now she's watching on the Facebook Live and Roku, crntalk.com. Checking it out. That's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us here. We had another comment. You can email Fred, by the way, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. At Begonia 47 says, nope, it just doesn't work for me. He's talking about the logo. Yep. He says, show me a picture of Fred Dreyer willing to model one of these, and it just might move the needle.
Well,
what do you say?
Give me that old ram horn with the horns doing what they should be doing.
The horns aplenty.
And then we'll figure this thing out. You know, they could compromise. You know, they could put those horns together the correct way, and then color them differently or style them maybe a little bit differently. But as long as those horns are together, then you get the feeling of that's a powerful looking helmet. You know,
yeah, in case you missed it, we'll show it up on the screen there. That's the new Rams logo with that Ram there. Yeah. And then the LA thing, with the Ram coming out of the A kind of.
Yeah, this LA thing.
That's terrible.
Can you make 15 yards away, you couldn't make out what that is.
No, you couldn't. That's very true. Now, here's the thing. With everything being canceled with the coronavirus pandemic there, or the Chinese virus, as President Trump calls it, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics canceled. They're going to move them to 2021. So let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Are they going to be known as the 2020 Olympics, or will they be known as the 2021 Olympics?
Well, I guess they're canceling the 2020 Olympics.
So will they now be the 2020 Olympics in 2021?
Well, I think they're going to.
Okay.
I think they're going to have 3 years off to the next contest before they cancel this one.
All right, so here's the thing, Fred Dreyer. We have to talk about this because you and I were watching the same game. Some of the local regional networks on cable TV and satellite or whatever that you can tune into are showing games from the past. In fact, Vin Scully made a big said that he was interviewed by the LA Times, and the reporter Bill Plachke recorded it, and he went ahead and played it back. And it was good to hear Vin's voice talking about it. Good positive style from Vin Scully. So here's the thing. You watch this game, and it was, I think, Mattingly was managing the Dodgers. It was 2015, the Dodgers clinching the National League West against the Giants up to Giants Stadium. And Kershaw, and just from 15 till now to 2020, he was upset that he was taken out of the game the time before. He was saying he got mad at Mattingly. He pitched a complete game, one-hit shutout. I'm saying, what's changed here? Is the arm speed down? Is the umpires not giving them the calls? But I'm thinking people are tuning into that game. Here's another deal. Another thing coming up. NASCAR this last Saturday had a virtual race. They put this on Fox Sports 1, and they had 903 million viewers. Now, it's not anywhere near close to one of the NASCAR races that they have where they get 4.5 million viewers, but this was the highest rated televised esports event ever. And so they're now at the Fox Sports 1. They've committed to carrying the whole season, which will continue until NASCAR gets back on track sometime, they're saying, in May. And they got their broadcast team of Mike Joy, Jeff Gordon, Larry McReynolds calling the races. And they had the NASCAR Cup, the Xfinity and Truck Series. It had Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson. They had all the people there, Dale Earnhardt Jr. And they got
what were they doing?
It's a virtual kind of a virtual thing where the computers roll it out at you. But, yeah, that's what they're doing on NASCAR.
Well, physically though, how does it work? All the drivers you just mentioned are kind of standing there.
The drivers were racing from remote locations in their homes and garages. They were allowed one crew member to help them out, and somehow they put this thing together. The next race is scheduled for this Sunday, so you can tune in and watch it at 1 p.m. Eastern time. We might want to tune it in.
Yeah, I probably won't make that.
After all the promotion I just did,
I may not be home.
Okay. Where are you going? You can't go anywhere. You're on
lockdown. I'm going somewhere.
The backyard?
Buddy. Believe me, I'm going somewhere. I'm going to walk around my neighborhood with a rake.
Yeah. We didn't know what we were going to talk about here on the show today, as that's obvious if you've been watching the program. But Jennifer, you know, we hope that Mike will come in and see us. Our friend Mike Gary, every once in a while,
Mike,
knocks on the
he might be sequestered to the point where he's down.
I haven't seen him yet today.
He's in the hallway.
I haven't seen him. I think he's taking this seriously. He's 9 feet away from anyone he talks to. When he does his radio programs, and he's a great host.
He has a 9-foot curb feeler.
He's 9 feet away from the mic. You hear him like this. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Gary. You know, you and I like to get up close to the microphone, but Mike has taken this to what the Governor Newsom and everybody says to do. So that's a good thing.
Well, you better. I mean, Governor Newsom means business.
It's good. So Jennifer thought maybe you should tell some of your stories.
Like
the time you were at Ipanema Beach and you had to use the facilities and there were none.
No.
It's a good story. You listeners on Facebook Live, that's not something that we want to ask Fred. You know, request some stories. Here's the thing. There's another picture we got to show you. This was sent to us from Pam, and she said, good afternoon, Mr. Dreyer. Kind of like you're on the Mission Impossible thing. Good afternoon, Mr. Dreyer. Uh-huh. This is one of your all-female fans' favorite photo of you. It's from October 1989. Oh, now we got to wait. Anyway, it's the Hunter episode on air with the guest Aaron Gray. You are really... those abs there. You got that Joe six-pack is going there on you. You got your shirt. Yeah, look at you. You're falling in love with yourself, aren't you? Look at the look on your face.
I'm at the beach. I'm looking for the bad person down at the end of the pier.
So the women apparently are looking at them abs is what they're looking at. They don't do much for me because I like to keep myself in great physical conditioning shape. But I got to say something. You look pretty good there. What's your secret to get those abs in good shape? Were you pumping a lot of iron at that time and also lifting weights?
No, I do nothing, actually.
You just woke up every morning and admired that physique?
I ate a lot of potato salad.
Is that...
Yeah.
That'll do it?
That's what does it.
That's the key to that. Good potato salad. We'll post this one up on our website at crntalk.com. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
I'm doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Our viewers are there for you on Facebook Live, Roku, CRN Digital Talk, .com. You can check it all out there for you. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer here in the Sports Lounge, Sirius XM Channel 211, all the Sports Byline radio affiliates, all the CRN Digital Talk radio affiliates. Glad to have you with us. Just enjoy the show. We're glad to be here. Bill Belichick, he says he's praising people that they're letting go from... the New England Patriots. I guess they have that kicker there. that the news broke Monday. They were releasing
Gostkowski,
Stephen Gostkowski. 14 years he was with the Patriots.
He filled in for Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah, and Adam Vinatieri, he loved him too.
Yeah, he
Adam
Vinatieri. He liked Teddy Bruschi. He liked everybody.
Yeah. So
Wonder. I wonder if he told that to people when they were in uniform.
I don't know. I don't know, because he seems like a real serious kind of guy. The Major League Baseball, they're committing to $1 million to ballpark employees. All 30 teams are throwing in $1 million each to pay ballpark employees because of the delayed start of the season. And they say it's going to be postponed until at least mid-May because of the coronavirus epidemic. And the workers are suffering, so they're doing that. A lot of some other sports, the Chicago Blackhawks are putting money in to help their workers out. The Lakers, the Clippers, and Los Angeles are contributing cash. Other people doing the same thing. It's thoughtful. Everybody kind of getting together a little bit on this, Fred.
Well, I think nobody can, as they say, circle the wagons like the American people. You know, they do a tremendous job trying to help one another and also helping other people from other walks of life in other countries.
That's it. Bruce, by the way, has commented that maybe we should do this show from your house. He'd like you to he'd watch that show. Shannon says that they don't need Brady on the New England Patriots. They don't have Brady. They let him go, right? That's it.
Yeah, I think they'll win. I think they'll win 10 games.
You think they will?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to remind everybody you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's his Twitter handle. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then don't forget you can email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We get all these emails each and every week, including these great pictures of Fred with his six-pack abs that came to us this week. And you can send us all that stuff, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC. Ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere. Taxes and restrictions apply.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
At Chili's, we know things are a little uncertain these days. We'd like to help out by waiving our delivery fees.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free.
So you get all your Chili's favorites in your home.
Or right to your car, baby, car, baby, car.
There's curbside delivery, too. Just order on Chili's.com.
It's super easy. 2 birds with 1 Chili's.
With Chili's right to your door and no delivery fees.
We've got your back, baby, back.
At Chili's.com.
Delivery's free, baby, free, baby, free. Together with Chili's, oh yeah, baby, yeah.
Where available, free delivery through Chili's.com, not via third-party delivery platform. Additional restrictions may apply.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms. and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horner, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So baseball, that is, looks like it's still delayed till May. They're saying NBA may start in later May or June, possibly. Who knows? It's everybody's waiting to see something. And I was sort of excited for this year's baseball season because I thought, what the heck? I was going to go to the Angel game when they're playing the Astros season opener and start shouting at the Astros. And I gave talked to the radio station that carries the Angel games in Southern California, the Los Angeles Angels. And I said, here's a great promo, and I'm going to give this to you for free. It's just a marketing genius idea. Trash can night. You give away a free trash can to the first 30,000 people. He says, I'll do one better than that. This is what he told me. So I'll do one better. I said, what's that? He says, I was trying to talk to the manufacturer, Fritos, and what we would do is hand out free bags of Cheetos and have Cheetos night. Is that good? Everybody should do that for the Astros when they come to town. Have Cheetos. Cheetos night. Do you like it, Fred? Can you give me a little something back, a little feedback on that? Cheetos night, yeah, you get it?
Cheetos. Like cheating?
Yeah.
Is that it?
There you go, Fred.
Is that what you're going for?
That's good. That's exactly right. Cheetos night. I thought it was clever.
Well.
Anyway.
All right.
NFL says they want the April draft to go on as scheduled, despite a lot of the GM's recommendations maybe not to. The plan is the NFL... the plan, if they stick to it, would be April 23rd through the 25th is the schedule for this year's draft. And there's a recommendation from a lot of the general managers in the NFL, the subcommittee, to the commissioner that it should be moved back because of the coronavirus pandemic. And the GMs are concerned with the off-season activities canceled and some of the team's facilities closed, or there won't be enough time for the player physicals, gathering psychological testing, gather further verified information about the players.
Psychological testing.
Well, yeah, they do all that stuff with the teams having to conduct the draft from home. And they're saying, you know, some people will have training facilities maybe open, but maybe in California and some other areas they won't be because they'll be in lockdown mode because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Well look, I don't know what to say. I think it should go on a schedule.
You do?
Yeah, sure I do. And if you're worried about sequestering yourself while you try and judge these players so you can draft them and then give them millions, you're wasting your time. Just everyone show up and try them out, measure them, let them jump and run and scramble around the ground, whatever it is they do. And then send them home. I don't understand what the problem is.
Okay, well, I tend to agree with it, too. I'm just, with all the money that they had in the baseball season, everybody signing up new players, some teams only have their players for a year or whatever, you know, all this kind of thing. Couldn't they have played baseball without the fans in the stands or whatever, as long as they test the players and they're okay, and at least we could watch something on TV? People like to root for teams and stuff. There's no sports activity on.
It'd be awfully weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be kind of weird, but, you know,
yeah.
Better than not having a baseball game at all?
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Last week, President Trump referred to this Easter as the possible day, Sunday,
yep,
that we could start to get back to normalcy.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as he said that, the liberal press went berserk. They did not like the fact that he's now going to interrupt what the politic of the left has so beautifully put in place.
Right.
You know, I believe this is a scam. You know that.
Well, I know you do.
Yeah, you know I do that. And it's going to unfold more and more like that as time goes on. The manipulation is preposterous. And are there people who get sick? Yes. How about last year when 62,000 died? Did we hear anything about a sequester? No, we didn't. And people who got sick stayed home. People who got real sick went to hospital. Some made it, some didn't. The point is they didn't shut down the country, but they are shutting it down because it's Trump's economy, and that's what they're doing. So when you take a look at it in the long run, what are we going to get? You've got people now losing baseball, basketball, football, soccer. They're losing all of this stuff. And it's not fair. It's just not fair to what's going on. Now, if we go back on Easter Sunday, you know, the people here in California,
right.
Newsom, the governor, and
Gavin Newsom.
And what's his face? Garcetti.
Yeah, they're, the mayor of Los Angeles.
They're going to demand that the Dodgers don't play.
Correct.
They're going to tell the Dodgers, well, the rest of the league is going to be playing in some cities, but you're not going to be allowed to play here in California because we're going to see to it.
Could be the case. That's what they're all trying to work out.
Well,
we'll have more Sports Lounge in progress. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, along with the legendary Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the guy who drinks essential water here on the show with each and every week.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, Mike Horn.
Yes, go ahead.
But it's very important that you drink and tons of water.
Good point.
Half your body weight in ounces of water. If you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water. If
That's
you weigh
it.
300 pounds, 150. And you do this regularly, get into habit of it, and it'll save you tremendous amounts of pain.
Yeah, and it's also supposed to be wise to drink lots of water if you're trying to avoid this virus thing. There, just keep that body moving. Everything getting, flushing it out of the body as you go along, right?
That's it. You got to do that. And if you do some common sense things, you'll be okay. You know, I know everybody has to struggle with being mandated that you have to be in a sequester. You have to, you know, be 10 feet away from people. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, it's always good to be able to know that you get up, live your life, be commonsensical, be reasonable about what you're doing, have a good diet, stay away from alcohol and sugar, and drink lots and lots of water.
Good stuff. Now, we do this show every week at this time. We're on the CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're at the crntalk.com. Sports Byline affiliates everywhere around the country. Sirius XM Channel 211. And so we're happy to be with all of you. And a lot of people tuned in on Facebook Live and on our website over there. Tammy is in. Laura, you're becoming sort of a magnet, I guess, Fred, with this picture that apparently was sent in by Pam of these abs of yours. All of a sudden, the women are tuning in to see this picture. And then there's some of those guys that are kind of like the also-rans. And you know the guys I'm talking about, the guys that come in there trying to, you know, get into some of the pickings of the people that are on the line. And I don't want to name names. Did you remember that guy that used to work here, Neighbor Paul?
Yeah,
Paul.
Sure.
Paul Stern, who used to work here at CRN, looks like he's logged in there with one of his big come-on lines that he has when he gets on there. He goes, is everybody doing okay? I think that's what he said.
Neighbor Paul said that?
Yeah. Is everybody feeling well, I believe, is what he said. Neighbor Paul just punches in on that. And So, you know, if those of you answer Paul, he's there. We kind of miss it, Neighbor Paul. He's in Palm Springs now, and still, they've locked that city down.
Yeah, you can't get in or out.
Yes, you can. But just Neighbor Paul retires. He's the youngest guy to retire ever in the history of Palm Springs, and he's in a lockdown mode.
He's got to get up there on that tram. Yeah, here's how he can do it. Here's how he can get out.
There's a tram in Palm Springs.
Take the tram, get up to Idyllwild.
Where it's cold,
and,
right?
And get a motorcycle and head
That's
south.
That's how you get out? That's how you
south,
leave?
That's how.
That's
and
it.
Head south and
that's
go
it.
Down the dirt trails.
That's it.
And then you'll wind up in Hemet.
Yep.
And then you scoot on down to San Diego, and then you come back to L.A. through San Diego.
You know, we had a supply also here in the studio of Kit Kats, multi-flavored Kit Kats. There was a green tea.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were all these flavors. And apparently they're all gone. Somebody broke in. And, yeah, don't have that look on your face.
Somebody broke in, huh?
Somebody broke in and took the supply of Kit Kats.
Gee whiz.
Now, I don't see How Debbie. I don't see Courtney out there in the main office. They're working... It's supposedly out of their house, but obviously something's going on because the Kit
Where's
Kats
Tomas?
Are missing.
Where's Tomas?
He was here and left.
He left.
As soon as you came in.
As soon as
you came in, he's gone. Now
that says it right
that's
there.
That's it. That says it all.
Yeah.
Now, we got to get your comments here because sad news for those of you and the Carolinas there. The Panthers have released quarterback Cam Newton, the team's number one overall selection in the 2011 draft. And they are clearing $21.1 million. He was scheduled to count against the salary cap this year, and so they only have to pay $2 million. They're clearing $19.1 million by getting rid of him. Now, Newton has been on social media, and he had an Instagram post on Monday that night that mentioned he was unemployed, and his post after the Panthers said Newton was given permission to seek a trade summed up how he felt. He said, quoting now, "Stop with the wordplay. I never asked for it. There's no dodging this one. I love the Panthers to death and will always love you guys. Please do not try and play me or manipulate the narrative and act like I wanted this. You forced me into this." End of quote.
Forced him into what?
Leaving. They didn't sign him.
Well, you don't have to force anybody. You just don't sign him and you have to go home.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Where do you think he'll land somewhere?
Yeah, I think so. I think someone will pick him up. He's a good enough athlete. The question is, are you want to put up with his antics, his narcissism, and all of his pain in the ass stuff that he does. And, you know, the other thing else is the real side of this, can he stay healthy? He's been hurt the last 5 years of his career.
They say he's in good shape, but, you know, you never know. That's what they say every
good
year.
It's good that he's in shape now, but will he be able to stay in shape?
There you go. Now, go ahead.
No, he's a big guy, and he runs around, and there's other big guys moving pretty fast, hitting him. So he's got to decide: is he a pocket passer and a sometime runner, or is he one of these guys that just decides I'm going to take off whenever I can?
Okay, well, do you think Bill Belichick will sign him? They might need a quarterback.
I don't believe Bill will tolerate any of his egomaniacal. How about those outfits he wears after the games are over?
He kind of dresses sort of colorfully, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can if you want, but it's kind of juxtaposition.
Shannon just came into the chat room there. A lot of people being sequestered, stuck inside their homes right now, locked down, watching the show. We appreciate it. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Have you been settling down on Netflix and watching some of the old Hunter episodes?
I don't have Netflix.
I'm coming to your house, staying 9 feet away from you.
Well,
an extra 3 feet.
Well, I'll
fix it up for you.
Well, they put the Wi-Fi in there.
Oh, now it's in there. We're going to get
it's set up.
Well, we'll have to get it hooked up for you on your TV screen.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the guy we call Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. I'm talking about Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you, and great to be with everybody.
Yeah, well, we got our final segment here, and, you know, what are you doing around the Fred Dreyer estate? Maybe what you're doing will help other people kind of get through this time of, you know, taking time to be reflective, introspective, and taking care of business around the homestead. Anything in particular that you're doing?
Well, I have been for the last couple of years, have been slowly and consistently, keyword consistently, going about my business in my house and in the attic of my garage and in the garage itself, and getting rid of stuff that I've been carrying on, and lightening up the burden of all of that stuff that when you know you walk out into your driveway and you see all this stuff up there and you wonder how the hell did they get there?
Yep.
And why am I holding on to it?
Yep. I need to do that at my place. I got lots of stuff.
Well, I can help you.
I got electronics gear that I should probably bring in here to the studio.
You should.
To let them use it if they've got to, because it's just kind of sitting there in shelves, right?
Yeah,
we could have a big party. I could put a pool table out there, and you and I could play pool.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
I guess not. Maybe not.
I think you should absolutely start to tear into that. You know, they've got these trucks you can call. You know, the Shred It trucks.
Yeah.
Any type of paperwork you want to get rid of,
Yeah. Call
them. They'll come up with a big truck and dump it in there, boy.
So that'll do it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you shredding a lot of paper yourself?
I've been shredding.
Yeah,
I've been shredding.
And how about in the backyard? You still taking care of the neighbor's dog, talking to the dog out there?
He's inside a lot. He's sequestered. They sequestered him.
All right, I want to remind everybody, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him because you know we read these emails on the show. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, for the week here.
Well, listen, hang in there. Don't get too depressed or disappointed. And here's my tip, my health tip. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day.
See you next week, everybody.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.